Welcome to The Profitable Way. I am your host, Robin Gooding, and this is a podcast for entrepreneurs looking to do good in the world while pursuing profits and living a rich life. I truly believe that the missing link to multi-passionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs is the intersection of a holistic strategy, an efficient back-end system, and the soul work that focuses on our inner world so that our outer world can flourish. My clients have quit the cubicle, moved overseas for the digital nomad life, more than doubled their income, and expanded their lives using my signature framework that integrates strategy, systems, and soul. If you're looking to clarify your strategy, structure and optimize your systems, and amplify your soul work, you are in the right place. I promise to relentlessly support you making money online, doing what you love, so that you can live your version of an epic and rich life. Hello! Firstly, Happy New Year! I realize that we are already over a month into the new year, but in my world, February is the new January. So I hope that you have had a great start to your year. I hope that 2022 is your best year yet, and that you've also been able to ease into your year without needing to listen to all the crazy messages bombarding us with all the things we need to do and be just because January 1st strikes at midnight. So anyway, I thought that today I would start this year's episodes with an insight into my words for the year and my intention for the year, both personally and professionally, and talk a little bit about an exercise that I use to come to that intention. So that in case you haven't yet felt into your intention for the year, or maybe you just feel like your initial intention no longer feels aligned and you want to revisit it, that's okay too. So in general, while reflecting on my word for this year, I look back on what my 2021 word was and how it showed up for me throughout the whole year. And I realized that our chosen words often teach us and clear paths for us in unexpected ways. And so what that can look like is that you're in situations where it feels like you've manifested or you're experiencing the complete opposite of your word, right? Example, if your word is intimacy or love, and you realize a month into the year that you're having a breakup, that can feel really, really confronting, but it may be exactly what you need to find real love, right? That person, that relationship needs to fall away so that you can lean into the real gift of love that's on the other side of that dark experience for you. And that was very much my reality for 2021. My word was soften. And I guess my energy behind soften was to float more in my life and to feel like I could really detach. I could really just rest and be calm. And I just really wanted to embody my feminine essence in a really big way. And what I ended up realizing is that softening was actually a version of strengthening. And it was a year that would test me and invite me into becoming stronger in a softer way. So with every pivot, every U-turn, every no, every heartache, every version of me screaming at the universe moment or crying on the kitchen floor, which there were quite a few of those in 2021. As good of a year as it was, there was that polarity for me, definitely. And every time that I was being confronted with these moments where I was struggling, I reminded myself to lean into softness over and over and over and over again. And through that experience, realize that there is tremendous strength in softness. And so as the year came to an end, I finally fully felt that I received that lesson that to soften is to surrender with strength, to ground into love, to trust the process and have faith, even if it feels safer to take control and get out of that feminine essence and into the doing more, right? That white knuckling of life thing. And I had this analogy of, you know, the water caressing stones over time. And even if it's a trickle of water, if that water is trickling over a sharp edged rock over time, it's going to soften that rock. It's going to soften those edges and it's going to feel soft to the touch, right? And I really felt that 2021 was a year of softening my edges. And as hard as softening was sometimes, I'm really deeply thankful for the embodied wisdom on the other side of that year. And so here we are in 2022 with a new word and a new intention, and also the deep understanding that sometimes the way that this shows up in our lives is unexpected, and to be open to that experience. So when I was thinking about my word, I was just so drawn to joy, to laughter, to vitality. Many of us put 2 years of our lives on hold in different ways throughout the pandemic. And I really felt like I needed to emerge from the cave a little bit. I needed to emerge from my cocoon, get back to that joy de vivre, you know, that real joy for living life and really feeling alive in that. And I was wondering what specific word I wanted to lean into, because words really matter. And they really mattered to me. And I ended up choosing joy for one of the reasons that, although I think I am wired for optimism, there's a genetic component to optimism. And I definitely think I'm wired that way. It's easy for me to see the optimistic perspective, usually. But joy is something a little bit deeper. And it's something that I have had a weird journey with over the last few years. Brené Brown, she's my go-to joy expert because she really understands the different textures of joy on a foundational level. And she really speaks to me when she talks about the depth of it and the courage it takes to deeply, deeply immerse ourselves in joy, real joy. So she writes, I'm going to share a quote here with you. "No emotion is more frightening than joy, because if we allow ourselves to feel joy, we are inviting disaster. We start dress rehearsing tragedy in the best moments of our lives in order to stop vulnerability from beating us to the punch. We are terrified of being blindsided by pain, so we practice tragedy and trauma." Ugh. I don't know if it's just me, but that just really, really resonates. It's, you know, I remember being a child and just having so, so much joy. And I have very clear, distinct memories of when that came to an end in my life. I was around, I must have been between 11 and 12 years old. And it just was then hard for me to not think about all the what ifs, to not dress rehearse tragedies, to not pull myself out of the present moment because I was scared to deeply, deeply feel the joy, because then it would mean that when awful things happened and when depression hit and when anxiety hit and when grief hit and sadness hit, then I would really know what I was missing. And I didn't really know how to articulate this or unpackage this until the last few years. But joy is a really brave choice. And I think when 2020 happened, I had so many hopes and dreams for that year, for our family, for career stuff, for traveling, for experiences. And we were so blindsided by this pandemic. Literally, my entire world turned what felt like upside down But what I now know was right side up, right? But I was blindsided. We all were blindsided. I don't think any of us would have predicted what we would have gone through and the price we've all had to pay in different ways for the toll of the pandemic. And so I found myself over the last 2 years really, really hanging out in foreboding joy. All right. So foreboding joy, as Brené defines, is really, really this dress rehearsing of tragedy and trauma, right? It's us pushing away joy, right? And I'm going to share another direct quote here from her. She says, "When we push away joy, we squander the goodness that we need to build resilience, strength, and courage." And so this is the very, very heavy price we pay for denying ourselves joy. We deny ourselves that goodness, right? And because these, by the way, I should have said, these are no longer her quotes, but just speaking to that quote of when we push away joy, we squander the goodness that we need to build resilience, strength, and courage. All right, end quote. So that's the heavy price we pay. When we are vulnerable enough to feel joy, we're able to build resilience, we're able to build strength, we're able to build courage. And even though after being blindsided over the last couple of years and it feeling more dangerous to expect anything different from what our world has been navigating, I have found myself choosing to do that, committing to do that. And the reason for this is because I know that where my focus goes, my energy flows. I know that when I sit in joy and allow myself to really be in it, I expand my capacity for more joy. And when I expand my capacity, I receive and give more of it, right? And what I really want for everyone in my life, for everyone in my business, for everyone in my communities, for all of you listening here right now, for the world around us, what I really want is more joy. I want more joy for all of us. And I want all of us to be able to experience the goodness of life, to be able to sit in the present moment of the best moments of our lives, to expect more of them, to allow life to be good, to allow our days to be filled with joy. But I know that in order for myself to be able to really hang out in the camp of joy without dress rehearsing tragedy, without waiting for the other shoe to drop, without trying to protect myself, really, that's what it comes down to, trying to protect myself from being hit by anything hard and grief-inducing and scary, right? In order for me to be able to do that and to create safety within myself around that, I also need to be in deep gratitude and appreciation too. And so that is why the word I have chosen is joy, and the sort of sidecar word to that I've chosen is appreciation. And it's really the, for me, I chose appreciation over gratitude because for me, that appreciation feels like a very experiential emotion, energy, way of being, like to just sit in the deep appreciation of my life and my blessings. And as Brené says, once again, quote, "Instead of adapting to goodness, we celebrate goodness." I really love that, end quote. So celebrating the goodness. That is my chosen definition of appreciation. Celebrating goodness. So that when the vulnerability of joy strikes, instead of going into that fear around waiting for the other shoe to drop or dress rehearsing the tragedy, I can come back to myself and I can sit in the deep appreciation and the deep celebration of goodness. Because that I know is always going to then attract more of that in my life. So those are my intentions for 2022. And they're both my intention personally and professionally. I feel like this year, my goals are just so energetic based and just being willing to like take the lesson from 2021 around softness and floating, surrendering, allowing life to surprise and delight me, and not thinking that I need to have all the answers or even that I have the best answers for myself. I don't think that anymore in terms of needing to be white-knuckling my life. I know I have the answers within, but I do believe I'm co-creating that with God. And you can think of it as the universe, as source, whatever feels good for you. But for me, I definitely feel like I am co-creating my life with God. And there is this this faith that my dreams can be big and I can even be delighted by how much bigger they can be, how much more beautiful they can be. And that is a really awesome place to be in that trust. So I'm going to hold myself accountable to sitting in the depths of joy and to hold it by being nourished by heartfelt appreciation and gratitude for the goodness in all of our lives, right? And part of that also means honoring the polarity of life, expecting that it's not all going to be butterflies and rainbows, but knowing that it's all happening for us. Now, professionally, I also have some other goals. I'm going to be making an announcement to you first on one of the next upcoming episodes. It'll be next month. And I'll be announcing it to you first. So I'm going to be launching something in my business I've never done. And if you've been here, we've been doing this podcast for about a year now. And if you've been here from the beginning, you will know that launching a podcast felt really, really vulnerable for me. And this launch that I'm launching next month also feels very vulnerable, but I'm leaning on the fact that now podcasting has become my favorite part of my business, and I'm excited to see what's on the other side of that fear in my other season coming up next month. So that's one of my professional goals. Club Rise is going to be expanding this year, and my one-on-one client roster is full right now. So the only way to work with me for the next few months is going to be in Club Rise. It is getting a few upgrades, which I'm really excited about. We've run it a couple times now where I've noticed that there's a few extra things that I can do to really make it stronger, to get people to results faster. And of course, the second that I know that, I introduce it. So the current round of Club Rise has been experiencing those upgrades and loving them. And so I'm going to be making those permanent for Club Rise for the rest of the year. If you don't know what Club Rise is, it's a tiny group coaching container. And it's really about returning to you and your intention for your business and then rising within that intention so that we can get you to fully booked out and scaling your impact as a soulful service provider. So it's for coaches, creatives, consultants, practitioners, and basically any service provider who's really doing that work with integrity and heart. It's for you. So I'm excited about that scaling this year. I'm also excited about our house is almost done now. I mean, phase one is definitely done. We've been adding the jewelry to the house. So as the weather heats up here, I'm excited to spend time actually enjoying the house we've built now. My husband will be working again, flying again after 2 years. So that's going to be an adjustment. He did start training last year in November, but he didn't actually get called to operate a plane yet until this month. So we're going back into pre-pandemic routines, which is wild. I hope that I can travel more this year. I'm excited to travel more this year. Really working on my relationship with my body, my health, my wellness from a totally different perspective of just really wanting to celebrate it, you know, and take care of it as the vehicle that allows me to enjoy all the beauty of life. And I've never been motivated by the scale. I've never been motivated by being, you know, super skinny, but I'm finding myself very motivated by wanting to just love my body. So that is a journey I started last year, and it's one that I'm continuing this year and really, really, really enjoying just feeling more embodied. So that's a little bit of what my goals are for this year, what my intentions are for this year. And in the business, it's really about deeply serving my clients and loving my business, you know, just having fun and allowing it to be good, right? Joyful. Just allowing it to be joyful. So yeah. Would love to know what your words are. And if you have not yet felt into a word or into an intention, feel free to adopt the exercise I did. And so what that looked like was I spent about a week having a very clearly defined meditative practice of dropping into my body and allowing things to come to me. So one of the things I do believe about our words is that they choose us in a way. They really come to us, and we have to be quiet and reflective enough, drowning out all the noise, all the chaos, all the clutter in our lives so that we can actually listen. And I encourage you to spend about 10 minutes a day for a period of time, maybe 5 days. I did it for about a week in that meditative place of connecting with how you want to feel, connecting with what you need, connecting with where you're feeling aligned and not aligned, connecting with your body's wisdom, right? And just allowing things to come to you. And then not needing to have the answers in the meditation, but just using that as a place to calm your mind, to still your focus, and to just be in a receptive energy. And then integrating play, integrating that white space, the time in nature, and allowing your subconscious, allowing the universe to kind of allow that word, that feeling, that intention, the version of my joy and appreciation to come to you. And it may come to you when you're on a walk. It may come to you when you're surfing. It may come to you when you're playing with your babies or your fur babies, but not to white knuckle the process, just to make sure you've created enough space in your week or in your day to be quiet, to listen, and to pay attention to what you're receiving. I know many people, it always comes to them in the shower, right? So any place that you're really connected with creativity and yourself is going to be a really wonderful way for you to connect with an intention and to give yourself the space to listen is a really big part of that practice. Okay. So giving yourself a period of time where you're intentional for at least 10 minutes a day of just being quiet, of being still, of connecting with yourself, and then integrating in that week or in that time frame a lot of play and white space and creativity and connection so that the word has space to be felt and experienced and to come to you. I hope that you have had a great start to your year. I have a lot of really awesome episodes lined up for this year for the show. I'm excited to bring them to you. And if you ever have any requests for specific topics, please, please, please email me, robin@robingooding.com, or come hang out with me in the DMs on Instagram @robin.gooding. And if you would like to learn more about Clubrise or hop on the wait list to be the first to hear when it launches again next month, please do that at my website, robingooding.com/Clubrise, and you can get all the scoop there. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for hanging out with me. I love you. I'm so glad to be back here with you. I'm excited for this beautiful year to unravel for all of us. Mwah. I'm Robin Gooding, and you've been listening to the Profitable Way podcast. You can follow me on Instagram @robin.gooding and join the Facebook community through the link in my Instagram bio. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, rate, and review this episode so that I can continue to share this message with other entrepreneurs looking to pursue their dream online. I hope you'll join in next week for another episode, and I hope that you always remember that the best is yet to come.